Introducing Venture X, Capital One's new travel card for people always asking,
where next?
You earn 10x miles on hotels and rental cars, and 5x miles on flights booked through Capital One Travel, and 2x miles on everything else you buy with Venture X. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, we're back. And now I've got the two Johns there. And John McTernan and John Holman. Biden forms disinformation board to go after critics. Who do you think that is? Okay. Official heading is played. We're all in shutting down Hunter Biden's story. That's right. The Biden regime is abandoning all semblance of any kind of constitutional government by forming a disinformation board within the Department of Homeland Security to target the Democratic Party critics. And who is the Democratic Party critic? So it's going to be war, folks. The provocative mood carried out in the aftermath of Elon Musk's stunning purchase of big tech platform Twitter appears to be a desperate attempt to rein in growing discontent within the Biden regime online. The political intentions behind the maneuver are revealed by the DHS official that had been tapped to lead the regime's version of Ministry of Truth. Okay, commentary, fellas, what do you think?
Well, Pastor Ernie, I think this hooks right up with the plan that they had to implement the plandemic, is to silence opposition and to use media to that end. So, yeah, I believe it. So go ahead, John.
Pastor Ernie, what's very interesting about this, we have something called the First Amendment. And I heard Obama the other day saying that Facebook and YouTube and them are not covered by the First Amendment. Now, I guess technically that's true, because they're private. However, once these private corporations become the arm of the Democrat Party and the federal government right now, this is illegal. Now, everything they do is illegal, but all of this, they're going to form this Ministry of Truth, they're calling it. That is completely 100% against the Constitution. So I don't know if we have any of the Constitution left, Pastor Ernie, but it seems like that's something we can rally around and get whatever left of the courts involved and make a stand.
Well, you're absolutely right, but I think we got to start. First of all, you know, it's got to start. Where does judgment begin? In the house of the Lord. So it's got to start in the churches. First of all, those pastors out there got to find enough integrity, enough courage to step up to the plate and understand that they have a duty. Remember, when these people tell you that we have to keep our politics and our faith separate, those are the words of cowards. Those are the words of cowards. And because God's word in the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, listen, every prophet, every priest, every preacher, every man of God and the apostles, and none ensued this more than the Lord himself, their politics and their faith were inseparable. They were one of the same. There was no difference. They were one of the same. And that's the way it's supposed to be. That's why we had the Black Robe Regiment. These were pastors, real pastors, men of God, not prissy preachers out there afraid to, dumb dogs too afraid to bark. So it starts there. Then we have to go to the county sheriffs, don't we?
Oh, yeah. We need the sheriffs with us, absolutely.
What do you think the sheriff would do? Let's just say you had a sheriff and he wasn't so far with us, he wasn't much. But one day a dozen pastors, you know what that dozen pastors, what they do, they represent thousands of voters, don't they? Now, if a dozen pastors showed up in his office one day and says, look, you know, we have a constitution here in our state, and we want you to uphold that. And you are the leading authority in this county, and we want you to uphold our constitution, both the state and the federal, here in this county. First Amendment, Second Amendment, we expect you to do that. What do you think that sheriff will do?
Depends, Pastor Ernie. If he's a hard left ideologue, nothing. And there's, unfortunately, there's plenty there, and that's where it becomes you got to vote him out. You got to know who was who. Was the sheriffs are extremely important. Extremely. I mean, they're like the last line of defense we have.
Well, you know, a couple of years ago, I spoke to 250 of them there at Lynchburg, Virginia, Liberty University. And do you know what I was there? Do you know what they wanted to know? They wanted to know what God's Word, the Bible, taught about where we got the divine institution of human government. That's what they wanted to know, and that's what I was there to tell them. They wanted to know what God had to say about all that. Do you think that's important?
Absolutely.
And so that's what we did. Now, I know there's a growing, across the country, I'm sensing that there's a growing movement, because if you can get the pastors up, if you can find some real men of God, and I'm not talking about the prissies, some men of God, and get up there and go and tell the pastors, you know, look, if somebody goes, turn to Hebrews chapter 13 and read me verse 7, John Holman and John McTernan, you read me verse 17, okay? And that's Hebrews 13, 7 and 17. Okay. See, I don't have to read it, folks, because you all know that I can read. But we're giving these other guys a chance to prove themselves.
Hebrews 13, 7?
Verse 7. Mm-hmm.
All right. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever.
Okay, John. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Go ahead, John.
Obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they that must give account, and that may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you.
Now, that's God's word. Who does that apply to?
Applies to us.
Okay. It applies to us, but now, if we go, we see Samuel. You know who Samuel was in the Bible?
Prophet.
Right. Now, who was it that went to the kings and told the kings, thus saith the Lord God? It was the prophets and the pastors. And so what he's telling you there, fellows, is the pastors are supposed to go to, like what we just read tonight out of Deuteronomy 17. And that sheriff and that police chief is supposed to go and say, look, what does God's word, the Bible, have to say? All of these that are professing now, even if they're not professing Christians, God has told them to do that, you see. And is it a good thing, is it a smart thing to listen to what God has to say?
Absolutely.
And so the pastors are to be very bold and go and say, look, thus saith the Lord God. We've got a lot of things, and you have a responsibility. And, you know, Romans 13, it means exactly what it says. Exactly. That's why they've got all these perversions of the Bible to twist it and spin it to make it say what it doesn't say, to give the prissy preachers an out for not having the courage to stand up and do what God's Word, the Bible, teaches. And, I mean, that's just the reality. We all know that, don't we?
Yeah.
Okay, so... anyhow, that's where it begins. So we have to start on this local level. And those two fellows that were here, you know, they're we have out here, well, out there, actually, in Geauga County, where I'm from, up there where they're from, we have rhinos. We have two different Republican parties out there. You have the Tea Party, and then you have the rhinos. And it's a split. And that's how, you know, the rhinos do not want hardcore conservatives in. They're basically Democrats running as Republicans. And that's what we're up against. But this is nationwide. This is what they've done nationwide. And they're working very hard right now, the Democratic Communist Party, to do that, to run rhino. And so people have to understand that they're running these Democrats as Republicans. And you have to look and before you vote for somebody, look at their voting record. Where have they stood before? Okay, not just listen to what they're saying. Look at what they've done in the past. And this is exactly what these guys were talking about out in Geauga County. You've got these Democrats running as Republicans. So,
well, Pastor Ernie, it seems to be all over. I mean, not one of those seven contested states now in the election that were definitely stolen, not one of the Republicans could come through, Pastor Ernie, and expose it. I mean, Georgia's riddled with them everywhere. I don't care where you go, Michigan, Wisconsin, you can only go so far, and then the Republicans stop it. They're stopping it, not the Democrats, really.
Well, here, you know, first of all, here's reality. This is reality. The reality is, look, you know, God's word, the Bible says, and I said this last night, that a dog returns to its vomit and a sow to her mire. If you have a Democrat, you expect Democrats, the fact that they say, well, yeah, we're Democrats, they're telling you something about them today, Biden, because today you don't have what we used to know as Democrats. I mean, they're not the way they used to be. Today they're totally without morals or values. They're totally, if God's word, the Bible, calls it a sin, they'll embrace it. Today, if somebody tells me that they're a registered Democrat, then I think to myself, they might be a sodomite, homosexual, they might be a pedophile, they might sell pornography or whatever, because these are the things, if it's a sin, that party embraces it. Now, here, with that today, it wasn't them. It was the rhinos. It was Mike Pence. Mike Pence, he had the responsibility to stand up and say, look, I am not going to authorize this and certify this. I've got right standing in front of me all of these state representatives, state senators, and U.S. senators that have all the evidence that there was the election fraud was totally this election was stolen, and I've got all of the evidence. Before I certify this election, we need to take 10 days and look into it. That was Mike Pence's responsibility. He was to do that. He didn't have the courage to do the right thing. He did not have the courage. And not just him. There were others that I was so upset with, and I couldn't believe it. You know, two of the people I always thought were good. Tom Cotton was one. I was totally disappointed with him. But I've always liked Marsha Blackburn. I always thought she was great. But these people failed to stand with our president, who fulfilled and kept the promises he made. We had now because Mike Pence and these others did that, we have huge inflation. We're gonna have food shortages. We're paying $4 a gallon for gas. All of the things that this nation, because the Democrats, had they done that, Joe Biden and the Biden crime cartel could not be destroying the country. This country cannot survive another year of Biden. He's doing everything to reduce us to Venezuela or to North Korea, to third world status. He's doing everything he can. And it's because we let these people, these rhinos, here, people need to understand that, folks. You have to understand it's there from within. We were betrayed from within, and we got to hold them accountable. I can't ever trust them again. I could never trust Mike Pence again. I could never trust them, folks, because they betrayed us when it really counted. And now we're paying a huge price for what they did, aren't we?
Yeah, Pastor Ernie, the integrity of the nation is tottering and teetering on this. Literally. I mean, this is, like you said, I don't even know if we'll make it to the end of this year. I'm because the Democrats and the communists, the rhinos, all of them, they hate the real American people, the real American patriots, the real, like we'll say, American Christians. They hate us. And the idea of them losing power, they'll do anything, Pastor. And who knows what they'll do, what false flag they'll use to try and go for national martial law.
Here's an article. Go ahead.
One thing that comes to my mind, they didn't just start taking away our First Amendment rights. We that have been in pro-life missionaries to the unborn on the street know that this has been developing for years. When they started out these bubble zones where you weren't allowed to speak, and I know personally going out to pass out tracts in universities, we were told, oh, you can't be on the sidewalk. You're not allowed to hand out tracts here. And they were the direct violations of our First Amendment rights. But Pastor Ernie, what did the church do in response to what was being done to the pro-lifers being arrested? They did.
I know what our church did 52 weeks a year. We were on the streets. We were out there. I know that I've been arrested numerous times for preaching out in front of those bloody abortion mills like you guys have. And so that's what we've done. Now, when you're talking about...
the outstanding exceptional church, Pastor Ernie, and that's very commendable. Absolutely.
And so, yeah, and I know that you guys have been out there. I know you and John were out there coming against, especially out there in York, PA, and where you're at. And so you guys are heroes of the faith.
The point I'm making, Pastor Ernie, all these violations of our rights didn't just happen overnight. The church allowed it to happen by doing, and I'm speaking in general, I'm not pinpointing any particular, but by and large, the church allowed our rights to be taken. They were out golfing, the pastors, or yard sales, or whatever they're doing, Pastor Ernie. No one took and paid any attention to when a pro-lifer was arrested and their rights were violated. No one paid attention to the creeping violation and loss of our constitutional rights. So now we're at the precipice where masses are being affected, with the social media, and they're right out front doing it with really impunity. So the people have got to take action now.
Yeah, they have to, and they're starting to wake up. They're seeing things, and I see it moving, because now here's why: they're afraid, and now they're hearing something that's really scaring them. And that's food shortages. And there's going to be food shortages. And it's the reason there's going to be food shortages is because they didn't run to the battle. They did not run to this battle the way they should have. And so there you go. And that's what, but it's not too late. We can still take our country back, but people are going to have to awaken, and they're going to have to stand up like men and fight, aren't they?
Right, so. Well, Pastor, we have two wonderful issues that we can rally around. Number one, developing is the First Amendment. And the other one was mentioned earlier about the children. where these monsters want to, they think, Biden said it this week, that when parents drop their children off at the school, the children become like the property of the school. He actually said it. So, yeah. And we could see where these transgenders, homosexuals, the homosexual sympathizers and all, they want to start indoctrinating little children. They, at kindergarten, they want kids to question whether they're a boy or a girl at kindergarten, Pastor. If the church doesn't raise up with these two issues, you know, there's nothing left, Pastor. There's nothing left.
So, no.
And I,
go ahead.
But, yeah, and there's an article here. I don't want this to pass because it goes exactly what you were saying. I just posted it on my blog today. A broken system. Republican leaders privately hate their own voters, and the feeling is mutual. Can't govern like that. Pollster breaks down the Democrat huge advantage that no one talks about. And he's talking about how the Republican, like us, how we loathe the Republican Party. Now, there are good individuals in it, but the party overall, I loathe it. I loathe McConnell. They keep on, the senators keep on voting him as their Senate leader. I mean, year after year after year. This Kevin McCarthy, I mean, pick your poison between those two. And they have the rating amongst the Republicans for McConnell and McCarthy are 9.7%. And so I don't know how the what's going to happen in mass. We might not vote for the best turn.
No, we've got to get people like Jim Jordan to run for the House. See, Jim Jordan has proven he has proven himself. He has never backed down. He has stood there. We need people like Jim Jordan or people like Ted Cruz or to run, you know, for Speaker of the Senate. We need real.
Pastor Ernie, that's not going to work because the senators, you got these rhinos in there and these, I don't know what the others are. They have no guts. They have no courage. And they will not vote unless an election, we get a sweeping new, these weak nothing. They stand for nothing. They're afraid of the press coming after them. They're afraid of, you know, the Democrats saying mean things about them, and they're taking bribes, and they're getting, or they're in on the system. That's why they're reelecting McConnell all the time, and that's why they elect McCarthy, and they elected Ryan, and all these other Speaker of the House, because they're corrupt.
Well, wait. The idea is that we've got to make them fear us more than they do the media. And that's what we have to do. The people in Kentucky have to get rid of McConnell. They've got a good senator there.
They vote him in election after election.
The reason they do, Pastor Ernie? These guys bring home the bacon. You know, they grease the wheels to the local people. They get them grants. They get them all. They feed them all kind of money. So the people become, addicted to this. You know, this grant situation that they hand out money to buy votes is nothing more than coming under collectivism. It's a form of communism. But the Republicans are right in there doling it out, buying votes. So the people need to get off the dole and get back to where they appreciate their freedom more than they appreciate having their votes paid for.
Well, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, thank you, Pastor Ernie. I have a little blockage now in my mind here. The author, his last name was Schweitzer, I believe, and he wrote all during the 2016 election, he exposed Hillary and all the corruption.
Yeah.
He just did it about McConnell, and not only McConnell, but others. I can't think of the name of his book. You know what I'm talking about, right, Pastor?
Yeah, we had him on back when Clinton was in office, and we need to get him back on again.
Well, he laid the whole thing out about how corrupt McConnell is, and how he's tied in with the Chinese and all. Did any of the Republicans stand up and demand he resign or that there be he explain what's going on? Were there Republican like caucus wanting to hear Schweitzer come in and they wanted to see the old... Nothing! They did nothing, Pastor Ernie. Nothing. That's because they're all corrupt. They're all feeding in the same pig trough from it.
Well, you know...
Ukraine is one of their big places to feed. Biden,
yeah.
I don't know how much. It's like $35 billion is being pumped into the Ukraine. He's told... Biden and his son and the others, I don't know... I can't think of all these. Their sons that are involved in it. They've been using Ukraine as their own piggy bank and washing money and all. And now the war gives them a perfect excuse. Who knows how much money is being siphoned off in there and washed through those Ukrainian banks and for their corruption and all.
Well, I can tell you who knows. The military-industrial complex knows. They're making money hand over fist in that war.
Yeah, yeah. So they, there's more to that war than what we see, Pastor Ernie.
Oh, yeah, we've been talking about that. Now, let me just tell you this here. Now, here's what Joe Biden said. He said, the big guy, a.k.a. Joe Biden, I got involved in politics because I think the greatest sin anyone can commit is the abuse of power. And so he got involved. I guess what he's telling you is that he wants to commit that sin in his mind.
He did a good job, Pastor Ernie, with that sin.
Right. He's got. You know what he's going to find out when he on that judgment day. He's going to find out that God's word, the Bible, says abortion is murder. This guy's a bloodthirsty, and he also says, "Woe unto them that harm the little ones." Meaning pedophiles. Joe Biden is in for an extremely rude awakening, isn't he?
Well, I don't, definitely in the next life, Pastor Ernie, definitely.
All righty, folks, there you go. Joe Biden, head of the Biden crime family, a.k.a. the big guy, actually said he got involved in politics because he thinks the greatest sin that anyone commit is the abuse of power. This is an article out there by Christina Lala. And she goes on to say, Joe Biden on Wednesday hosted the Council of Chief of State School Officers 2022 National and State Teachers of the Year in the East Room of the White House. Biden told a room of teachers that he got into politics because he was sick of politicians abusing their power. That's unbelievable. You talk about hypocrisy. Unbelievable, the hypocrisy. Now, but here's the kind of sheriff that you need. We talked about sheriff. Stand your ground, Florida sheriff says. We prefer homeowners to shoot burglars, and you'll save taxpayers money. Now, if they were to shoot burglars, or what about if they were to shoot the prosecutors that allowed the burglars back on the streets to commit more crimes? What do you think?
Well, Pastor Ernie, I think you're... being a little facetious there.
I hope so.
Well, let me tell you, you know, if you're one of those parents that lost a child, like out in California and Los Angeles and San Francisco, and you lost a child to a killer, a murderer, and then you find out he's back on the street to kill another, you think you might be angry enough at that prosecutor to get equal justice? I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I think it was up to me, Pastor Ernie. I would move out of, I wouldn't be living in San Francisco in the first place. I'd move out of it immediately. The good people have to get out of that city. They just have to. They have to change lifestyles, whatever it is. I don't know if those cities can ever come back. I don't think so.
Well, the idea is to make it so they can't come back again, to reduce us to third world status. Hang tight, fellas. We'll be back right after this with more.
There's a man who leads a life of bondage to the federal government. He pays his homage. Seems the more he tries to make, the more they tax and take. Odds are he won't live to pay his mortgage. U.S. citizen, U.S. citizen. Well, they've issued you a number for which you've signed your name. Back when we were strangled by depression, while FDR was selling out the nation, there was devised an evil scheme. It was a wicked tyrant's dream. Nine numbers now that chain you to their system. A U.S. citizen, U.S. citizen. Well, they've issued you a number for which you've signed your name.
In March of 1933, President FDR declared the bankruptcy of a private corporation known as the Federal U.S. Government. In order to con the American people into paying this fraudulent debt, he set up the Social Security Act. When you sign your Social Security card, you unwittingly become a federal U.S. citizen, pledging your life, liberty, and property as surety for a debt you don't owe. In other words, you become a federal debt slave to your federal master, Uncle Samuel.
Now don't despair, there is a sure solution. Sure to start a righteous reformation. You can refuse to play their game. We send the number off your name. Just file the forms and drop out of the system. U.S. citizen, U.S. citizen. Well, they've issued you a number for which you signed your name. Now you don't have to play their game. Don't let the fraud enslave your name. Resend the number off your name.
All right, we're back. We're going to open the phone lines at 888-677-9673 nationwide. 888-677-9673 nationwide. John and John. Ron Johnson destroyed lying Joe Biden and promises to reveal the truth. We have proven Joe Biden to be a liar. The American public deserves the truth. Well, the only problem with the special counsel appointed by Merrick Garland is I wouldn't have any faith in him, Johnson said. One of the problems with the special counsel, if we could find one with integrity, I'd love to see it. But the problem is the information that goes into a dark hole. We have as high integrity as I think John Durham is. Look at how long it's taken him to get the information out. We were denied access to the information during the John Durham probe, so there's a real problem with the special counsel, he continued. Fortunately, you do have people like Tony Bobulinski and like Mr. Mac Isaac who, you know, offered up the laptop. You've got some investigative reporters like yourself, John Solomon, the New York Post, that are exposing this, Johnson added. And now the media, as I refer to it as the modified limited hangout, they learned well from their Watergate covers. They're going to give you a little truth as a mea culpa to cover their behinds. But I think the dam is breaking. I think more and more this information is just undeniable. Now, you know the fact that we've proven it. Joe Biden to be a liar, and why would you believe anything he says on the subject at all? Yes, I think American public deserves the truth. The media is not providing it to them. Senator Grassley and I have tried to, but as I've said in the past, you know, we don't know all the details of this vast web of financial entanglements on the Bidens, but there's millions and millions and millions of transactions more. The Wisconsin Republican also told Hannity, and I'll tell you who does know it, though, Chinese intelligence, Russian intelligence, and I think, sadly, elements within our federal law enforcement and intelligence agencies also, but they're just not going to tell you. I think they got to start there first. I think the FBI and the CIA are a greater threat to the American people than the Russians. What do you think, John?
Well, I agree with you, Pastor Ernie. They own him, and whoever is with him, Biden is crime cartel. So they know, the FBI knows the crimes he's been involved in. The CIA knows the crimes he's been involved in. So he has to do their bidding, or they'll leak it out somehow. There'll be something, some leak, and they'll start prosecuting him if he doesn't do what they want to do. So they own him, Pastor.
All righty. Who did you say, Craig? Okay, let's go out to San Diego, and we've got Jack. Jack, you're in the air.
Yes, the Democrats are planning 6 different hearings for the month of June regarding the events surrounding January the 6th. Now, it's my opinion that their primary target is Trump. And prior to the next presidential election, I think their goal is one of two things. Either get his name taken off the ballot via the 14th Amendment, or he'll be sitting in a jail cell. In the event he's not able to run, because he would be my first choice, I think we should talk about a second choice. And I'm leaning towards DeSantis, and I'm wondering who your choice would be for president if Trump couldn't run.
Well, I would say DeSantis would be right up there at the top, okay? I would say a governor usually has an advantage over, say, a congressman. You don't see too many congressmen get elected. Jim Jordan would be a guy who I would like to see. Ron DeSantis is another one. These are fighters. These are people with integrity and honor. But there's a number that would all be good. But I think Donald Trump... I think when they're going to try to pull this, this may be the crushing blow. The American people are at a point right now, they're fed up. They're not going to take much more, I don't think. And the Democrats know this. So we'll see what happens. But I think that would be the killing blow to the Democratic Party when they pull this, because there's been so much written. And see, radio programs like this one, there's more of us out there now. We're getting the truth out to the people, and that is corrupt. Listen, you had 20-something rogue FBI agents working. This is deep state. This is absolute corruption. This is the enemies of freedom, and people, more and more people know it. I have an article here that says, FBI gets away with robbing family of nearly $1 million and never charges them with a crime. It's time to shut down the corrupt FBI. More and more people are feeling that way. The corruption is getting worse and worse, and something's going to break. What do you think, McTernan?
Well, Pastor Ernie, you brought up a real aggravating topic to me, and it has to do about Trump. And he is the one that got the death shot going. He's doubling down on it. He's at these speeches, he's like bragging about how... you know, in 9 months he did this. It was unheard of. All the states got, and the Democrat states in particular, they got this power for a health emergency, and they ruled over us. And he's doubled down on it. I want to go for DeSantis. I don't want. We had enough of Trump. It's too much was wrecked by that death shot. And he's doubled down on it. He's lost credibility to me, Pastor.
Okay, what about you, Holman?
Yeah, he's also slopped on sodomite marriage, Pastor Ernie. So I'm with John on this. I would like to see Governor DeSantis run.
All right, very good. Yeah, he would be an excellent choice, wouldn't he?
So from his track record, I would say absolutely.
Yeah, but go ahead.
Yeah, you kind of swerved into something. I think in a way you're kind of suggesting, and I think all your guests are too, that at some point there might be a revolution. or something similar. And I think there's a lesson to be learned from the Ukraine. They had to go to a citizens' militia, and they were caught short. They didn't have the armament. And the time to prepare is now. And you know what's interesting about the Second Amendment? It doesn't say anything about guns. It says the right to keep and bear arms with a capital A. Arms is a wide variety of things. The Constitution is replete with words like invasion, rebellion, insurrection. They wanted the militias to have the ability to repel an invasion, which means you have to have the armament. So look at the armaments that the Ukraine citizens' militia needed, what we're supplying them with now. And I'm saying the time for private militias and National Guard state militias to start acquiring these arms is now, not after the fact. Even the cartel have these weapons. My God, the cartel has automatic machine guns. They have rocket-propelled grenades. And I'm saying under the Second Amendment, that's all constitutional. If that's what you need to repel an invasion, that's why they didn't say guns. That's why they said arms with a capital A. It includes all variety of weapons.
You're right there. You're right. And thanks to Eric Holder, the cartels had plenty of weapons, huh? And thanks to Joe Obama, $85 billion worth of weapons were given to our enemies. $85 billion worth. Okay. And that didn't happen. It wouldn't have happened had Mike Pence and those others done what they should have done. And that's what happens when the people, when they don't step up to the plate and they don't do what they should do and they don't take responsibility. This is why we're in this shape now. But all right, thanks.
Okay,
thanks,
Bernie.
Yeah.
Can I add something real quick here?
Yeah.
Maybe this was talked about, but right now the Clinton campaign and the DNC is on the defense because Durham is going after documents from their law firm that the DNC and the Clinton campaign used to finance the dossier that they tried to tear Trump apart with. So he's kind of like a grindstone on this. And if he gets the documents that it looks like he's after, it's going to be hard to keep them out of jail. So, you know, people need to, you know, I guess we have to have some patience here with this, but that's what's going on right now. So hopefully he'll get the documents, and that could be the end of this. That could be the end of it.
Well, we don't have a Justice Department. That's the problem. You have to. He can bring it to the case, but the Justice Department has to prosecute. We don't have a Justice Department.
You know, I get that, Pastor Ernie, but if he gets overwhelming, hardcore, solid evidence, and it's made public, I mean, the Justice Department could go down with this, too. Who knows?
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's grinding and grinding on them. So we'll see what happens.
All right. Let me say this, too, about Trump, okay? Very quickly, because Trump knew, and I remember when this was all taking place. I mean, he was surrounded. He was in a snake pit. He had no idea when he got in there. The people he trusted, he listened to people. And you know, he wasn't a politician. He was a businessman, and he was in the snake pit. And he got bad information. He didn't know who he could trust, and he knew he was told, look, you're going to have this pandemic, and all of the media is going to convince the American people. The American people will be convinced that they have to have these vaccines, and so you're going to have to go along with it. So Trump comes up with the idea. He knows if it's an experimental vaccine, it's not constitutional. They can't constitutionally make you do it. He knew that. He knew that, and like he said, it should be your choice. And so that's why he brought it out. He pretended, in other words, to rope-a-dope the media that he hated. He pretended like he was all for that, and that was his strategy. I didn't like that strategy. I think you should have, like we do, just stand fast and tell the truth. But that was his strategy, because he knew that it would be against even the Nuremberg Code to try to force people, be an act of war, and what they've done. But remember, he could not trust. He got betrayed by everybody, everywhere he turned. His own Justice Department betrayed him from day one. So there you go with the Trump thing. So anyhow, I think if Trump runs, DeSantis won't, and we'll see what happens there. But I see what you mean. I think DeSantis would be a great choice.
You know, here in Pennsylvania, Trump endorsed Oz. And I think folks like Russ Diamond, Representative Russ Diamond, they're very kind of disappointed in him. Why would he do that? You know, he's still making bad choices, if you ask me, about the type of people that he endorses and selects.
Because he's still getting all kinds of bad counsel. You know, he's listening to people he shouldn't be listening to. And you're right, I agree with you.
Yeah.
So anyway. All right, very good. We have enough time to really get into the most important thing before. First, I got this article here. FBI gets away with robbing family. Okay, we just read that. A reported Reason magazine, the Bureau took the money from Carl Nelson and Amy Sterner Nelson on May of 2020, forcing them to sell their comfy home in West Seattle, their vehicles, and liquidate their retirement funds before moving the family of six into Amy's sister's basement. We went from living a life where we were both working full-time to provide for our four daughters to really figuring out how we were going to make it month by month now, Amy told Reason's Billy Binion. It's completely changed my beliefs in fairness. They never charged them with any crime. They just took all their property away from them. See, it says the FBI never suspected Amy of committing any crime at all. It was Carl they were investigating in a probe that has not resulted in one single charge against him. 2 years later, they still haven't, but they've lost all their property. It's become a really rogue agency. And you were right on that, McTernan.
Yeah, I was looking at it from the inside out, Pastor Ernie, with my background. You know, and when I was retiring, I could see the big change in federal law enforcement, and it's only gotten worse since.
Yeah, Ted Gunderson. That's exactly what Ted Gunderson was saying. You know, here, leaked docs show FBI funded Ukrainian neo-Nazi Azov Battalion. That orchestrated Charlottesville's chaos to stoke racial division and destabilize the West. They were also involved in the January 6th. They were also involved in that thing in Michigan. Again, they've gone totally rogue, haven't they?
Yeah, they're just an arm of the Democrat Party. They're an arm of the deep state. You could say the arm of the communists here in America now. And they really don't like patriots, Pastor.
Yeah, I know. Well, we're up against that time. Which one of you guys gave the invitation last week?
I believe I did, Pastor.
Well, you think we can let Holman have a shot at it?
Yeah.
Okay, John, take it away. You got 4 minutes.
All right, folks. Well, we gave you current news. We gave you lots of hopefully good insight that will bless you and motivate you to take action. But here is the best news the world has ever received. And that is, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That is the best news that you will ever hear, and that's the news that we emphasize when we broadcast this, and this is the news that we want you to take to heart, So, folks, here's the deal. God created this world, put man in it, gave him dominion over the world, and unfortunately, Satan came down, deceived the woman, the man fell right behind and followed in the footsteps, and we all inherit that sin when we are born. But there is a cure. Cure is that Jesus Christ came to this earth and lived the life that we were incapable of living. He led the perfect life. And so when he did that, he fulfilled the requirement that we could not. And when he was crucified on that cross, and that blood, which is required as the payment for sin, was shed, it can be applied to you. And that means it's a free gift from God, and you repent of your sin. You believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord, that he did exactly what this verse said. He accomplished it on the cross. And you believe that in your heart. And God will turn you, transform you into a new creature, the Bible says. And that creature will want to offer up its life in return for that gift that God gave you, which is eternal life. And that will be spending eternity with God and all the saints. And you will avoid hell and the lake of fire, which is a place nobody should want to go to, and you need to avoid that at all costs. So that's how you do it. You repent of your sin, you turn, you do the works that God created for you from the foundation of the earth, you believe and you continue to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you do that throughout your whole life, and you will be blessed. But you will also carry the cross in this world, and that just like Christ carried a cross, but you will be glad and happy and be his servant. And at the end, oh, there's no better retirement plan in this universe that you can have, and that is to be with Christ and all the saints in heaven. So that's the old, good old story about the old rugged cross. So, Pastor Ernie, there you have it.
There you go. The gospel in a nutshell, they say, right? All right, we're coming up. How much time do I have? I know we're coming to the end here. Okay. Well, I want to thank both you guys doing here. Tonight's program was a little different. We, you know, they talked about out there in Geauga County, particularly because you've got a very strong Tea Party movement, very strong patriotic Christians again, and they've had it. They're fed up with being betrayed. They are fed up. They're tired of the rhinos running Democrats as Republicans. And, you know, and if you look at these people, they've gone from 1 year running as a Democrat, not winning, then they run for the same office as a Republican the next year. And people are tired. You look at it, they're just tired of being betrayed. So I want to thank you guys for being here tonight. And we're out of time again. So remember, good night, God bless, and always, always, let's do it. Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.